Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boyle brought up an interesting thought.
Patty B.
Any chance, now I would say unequivocally no, any chance the Jets trade the number 10 pick for T. Higgins?
Okay, T. Higgins has requested a trade multiple times.
We love the idea of T. Higgins to the Jets earlier in the offseason.
I don't love it because I don't think you have 10 is too rich for that kind of a trade. And by the way, well, if they really want to add to their receiving room, which they very well appear motivated to do, whether it's tight end or, I mean, a pass catcher, I should say, or receiver, you just draft one.
Right.
And he's on a rookie salary rather than trading number 10 or whatever it requires to get him and then having to give him a contract.
Right.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, I love T. Higgins. The 10th is... Now, could you trade down and get some other picks that you then could in turn trade...
That's different.
You know, so let's say the Jets trade down. And again, I don't know exactly what they would get, but let's say a second round pick, you know, maybe a third round pick. You trade down 5-6 spots, you're going to get good value back.
Mm-hmm.
You could then take a lineman,
yep,
or even your tight end if you want, and yep, maybe trade another one of those picks.
Yeah, that's possible.
For T. Higgins.
But you'd have to go from like 10 to, I don't think 10 to 13 or 14 is going to cut it. First of all, Bowers would be long gone if it's past that. But it would have to be more like 10 to 20, 10 to low 20s. Maybe you could justify that. I mean, if that's the case, you got to call the Niners about Brandon Ayuk as well.
Yeah. And by the way, we didn't even get into that with Dennis, who called about Ayuk before. I would love that idea if I'm the Giants, trading for Brandon Ayuk, but it also would mean not drafting a rookie wide receiver with number 6. Whether you trade down, get more picks,
mm-hmm,
use some of those picks to trade for Ayuk, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to getting a wide receiver as long as it's in addition to other things. There's no way I would accept the Giants drafting at number 6 a wide receiver.
This is where we disagree, because to me, for the Giants to make a big splash trade for a wide receiver and then have to almost immediately pay that player, they're not there as a franchise. To me, that's building a team the wrong way.
Right, but why draft one then with number 6?
Well, because then he's a part of the emerging culture and core and offense.
No.
You know, I mean, I could see that. Listen, I think they're gonna do everything in their power to get Drake May tonight. I don't think they're drafting McCarthy. I do think they're trying to draft Drake May. If they don't draft Drake May and they sit at 6, I think they could drop back. Maybe the Vikings hop, whatever. But I think there's a real chance they take a receiver if they can't get.
God.
And I would be okay with that.
That would be. And now Giant fans could try to spin it any which way they want. And they'd be happy that it's not McCarthy. They think the majority of Giant fans just don't want J.J. McCarthy.
It seems like the overwhelming majority.
Right. So as long as it's not him,
yeah,
they'd be okay with it. That would be a disaster. Anything but.
But it wouldn't be a disaster if he's a stud.
Yeah, but we're not going to know that for years. And
even so,
it would be. Like, good luck having him be a stud with nothing else, with no quarterback and the offensive line that's subpar at best. To me, it's just you don't build a team that way. I would hate that if they had that pick. Anything less, you said the Giants could do everything within their power to get Drake May.
That's what I believe.
Well, then they should get him because they have the power to do it. It's just a matter of if they're willing to do it. Anything less than that, anything less than hearing tonight the Giants have moved up to the number third pick overall is probably going to be a disappointment.
Probably, unless something wacky happens, and this is really wacky, like the Commanders flinch and they pivot. Mm. Jaden Daniels didn't like the fact that there were other people on his Commanders visit or his, whatever is, I guess, the visit. I don't think they'll pivot, but say if they take McCarthy at two, and then the Patriots have an option of May and Jaden Daniels, and then the Giants wouldn't have to trade with the Patriots if they like both of those players because they could get one, but they'd have to probably trade with Arizona because the Vikings would probably jump in to try to get the extra guy. Like, tonight is really going to be unpredictably nuts. It's going to be fun.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.